Dawn Jackson Blattner's Instagram page, and I know you post regularly. And I'm taking a look here. You have up really high flexitarian school. I know you're the author of the flexitarian diet. You're a food nutrition expert, very celebrated in this town. You used to do it for the Cubs for many years. Do you have a flexitarian school that I didn't know about, Dawn?
Hey, hi, happy Monday. Yeah. Well, you know what? I have been getting so many questions over the years about the flexitarian diet. I've been getting so many emails lately that I thought I would put together a little school of like the basic benefits, how to do it, how to get started. So yes, I'm starting that on my Instagram page.
How cool is that? And the flexitarian diet, or what is it? I mean, like, remind us what that entails.
Well, so flexitarian is the combination of two words, flexible plus vegetarian. And so really what we know is that when people eat a vegetarian diet, very plant-based, they get all sorts of health benefits. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I don't really want to be a full-time vegetarian, though. I need some flexibility here. So I wrote a book that is about how to be a vegetarian with a lot more flexibility than strict rules. So, you know, you can still have meat and chicken and fish and dairy and eggs. It's just mostly plants.
I've been very veggie for a long time. My husband is not inclined to do that. And I just wonder, how do you get people started by liking, you know, to sort of move away and actually see it, vegetables as being a meal rather than, oh, where's my steak?
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, absolutely. I didn't grow up, eating a plant-based diet. And so it does take some time. That's why I like the flexibility of having to, you know, do it slowly, that it doesn't have to be this commitment to doing it every single night. It can even be just, you know, one night. And one of the things that I find is the biggest help is making sure you get enough protein so that you don't feel hungry. And that comes from a lot of different types of beans and lentils. So, you know, having tacos at night that are lentils and not just like veggie tacos, those lentils can really keep people feeling full because they're protein. So that's probably what I say is don't worry about doing it too many nights when you're starting. And when you do have something, have your favorite foods and make sure there's plant protein in there to feel full.
Okay. That helps. I just saw that and I just didn't know what it was. So thank you for explaining the flexitarian school. What I really wanted to talk about, and I think this is fascinating because I see so many studies that hit about coffee and tea and the health benefits of both of them. And there's always something popping. And I love coffee. I actually love tea too. And I just wonder, you know, kind of, can you lay it out for us? Are they both healthy? Are all kinds healthy generally? Or what would you say about that?
Yes, both coffee and tea have benefits. And so I think a lot of people may think tea is so healthy, but they get surprised that, you know, coffee has very similar type benefits. And the reason is, you know, coffee is this natural bean. It's a plant. And so it does have tons of antioxidants. In fact, you know, our diets are pretty low in fruits and vegetables and pretty low in antioxidants. So most research will suggest that coffee is probably the highest antioxidant thing that most people eat or drink during a typical day. So it's pretty darn good for us. And, you know, I always say that for most things, you know, the devil is in the dose. That basically, you know, coffee is good for you up until a point where too much ends up being bad for you. And so usually the sort of rule of thumb when somebody's saying, well, you know, like, how much coffee really can I be drinking? It's probably about 4 cups in a day. That's probably the sweet spot. There's research that says when you get up to 6 cups in a day, now you're starting to do more harm than good. So 4 is sort of the sweet spot of how much to drink. And another thing to keep in mind is when you drink it, that the half-life of caffeine is about 5 hours. So that means that, you know, you drink coffee in the morning, and then about 5 hours later, only half of that caffeine is out of your system. So if you're drinking coffee, you know, at 2, 3 in the afternoon, I mean, there is caffeine in your system for your bedtime. And even though people say, oh my gosh, it doesn't affect me, caffeine doesn't affect me, it is affecting you. So really trying to have coffee early in the day so it has time to clear your system so you can get a good, clean sleep.
How does it affect you? Because I'm one of those people who sometimes, occasionally, has to go get a cup of coffee in the afternoon. Is that just bad?
Well, here's the deal. It is a disrupting how deep of a sleep you can get. So although, you know, people say, oh my gosh, I lay on the bed and I'm immediately falling asleep, even if I've just had an espresso, you know, and I say, listen, you know what? It's not that you can't fall asleep. It's that the sort of deep, deep sleep, reparative sleep, is not as good when you have caffeine on board.
So 4 cups a day is good. And then it starts not being so good. How big are those cups?
You know what? It is 8 ounces. So that's a little bit different. Like your coffee maker, you know, the cups, you know, measured on a coffee maker are a little bit smaller than 8 ounces. But when I'm saying 4 ounces, that's, or 4 cups, that's the 8 ounce size, like a traditional cup size.
Okay. So 8 ounces, that's good. That's a healthy allowance, I think. 8 ounces, 4 cups.
Yeah. Eight times four, you know, 24 ounces. If you think about, you know, like at your local, cafe, you know, those are like, you know, two of the small ones, you know, maybe one of those giant ones. So yeah, I mean, it is. But here's the thing, you know, people are working from home. It's easy. It used to be easy for me to brew a pot of coffee and just like sip on it, you know, and then I look and I say, oh my gosh, did I just drink a whole pot of coffee in my day? You know, it's easy to do. And, you know, you don't feel so bad when you learn about all these health benefits. But really, you know, yes, the 4 cups is sort of like that sweet spot, and it really is no good, really, once you get to that 6 and beyond. And the sort of benefits, I mean, we know a lot of the benefits. We can feel them, you know, within a half an hour for our brain and our performance, that we have, you know, more focus, we're more alert, and it can improve our mood. Long term, there are research studies to suggest that it helps decrease risk of, like, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, type 2 diabetes, some types of cancer like skin and liver and prostate. I mean, so, you know, bottom line is, you know, we're talking about benefits. We're talking, you know, those are pretty good benefits.
Seriously. You know? And what is it in the coffee that would help contribute in those studies to those kind of health benefits?
Yeah, there are so many. There's probably over 100 compounds now found in coffee. They're all the things, why we always say a plant-based diet, because when you have a plant like coffee, or fruits or vegetables or whole grains or nuts, the seeds, all the plants, they have phytochemicals or plant compounds in there that are protecting people. Plants protect people. That's why they're so good for us. So there's hundreds of compounds in coffee that are working to give you those benefits.
All right. Hey, Dawn, hang on a second, because I know we want to get to tea, and there may be more to talk about with coffee. We've got some questions from listeners as well. So hang on a second, but we got some questions about this, Dawn. You okay? We take a couple of calls from listeners?
Yeah, let's do it.
Mark, go ahead. What's your question for Dawn?
Good afternoon, ladies. I tuned in right in the middle of that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Do the health benefits apply to decaf coffee?
Good question.
Yes. So research is mostly done on regular coffee. However, some research studies are on decaf and suggest, yes, that it is just as good for us as regular coffee. However, the only thing I will say is, you know, to decaffeinate a coffee bean, there is processing that goes on. So it is likely that decaf coffee beans would have a little bit less of the antioxidant benefits because they have gone through this extra step of processing. But again, research is suggesting that, you know, hey, you're going to get benefits. The only thing I will say is for some people, getting decaf that is the coffee beans are organic is an interesting thing, because when you buy organic decaf, it means that no chemical solvents have been used in that processing to decaffeinate it. So, I mean, if that's something that's important to people, you know, getting decaf, knowing you're going to get the benefits, and then even choosing organic to make sure that you're not getting those solvents in that decaffeinated process.
Mark, do you find when you get too much caffeine, you're just wired, or what's the deal? You have to do decaf?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So that means decaf coffee, I could have double the amount of coffee, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Well, and yeah, he's right, though. I mean, you think about it. There are people who may want to limit their coffee and limit their caffeine if they have sleeping difficulties or anxiety or stress, digestive issues, you know, some people with like acid reflux. You know, even bladder problems, sometimes, you know, too much coffee and caffeine can aggravate that. So, you know, there are people who absolutely, and that's where even tea could come in. So it's the decaf coffee, which does have health benefits for sure. And also paying attention to tea, because tea has about a third of the caffeine that coffee does.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, it did affect my sleep, and you get shakes.
Yeah.
If you have
too much. I know the feeling. I love coffee. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your call. Carl, I don't know if we answered your question already, but go ahead. If you want to ask it, ask Dawn Jackson-Blattner. What do you got?
Yeah, hi, Anna. Hi, Dawn. I think you just beat me to the punch there. There was one time in the past I thought that tea had more caffeine, but then I read it had less, and I thought it was half, but it's more like a third, Dawn?
Yeah, it's more like a third. So a traditional 8-ounce cup of coffee is around 100 milligrams of caffeine. It varies depending on the bean and how people brew it and everything like that, but about 100. Tea, it varies also, but it's probably more in line of 30 milligrams of caffeine. So, yes, about a third less.
You got time for one more, Dawn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course.
Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah. If you way, 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 way overdo it on the coffee regular, doesn't have a tendency to dehydrate one?
It is sort of an old wives' tale that coffee is dehydrating because 99% of coffee is water. So even though caffeine can increase how much you urinate, so it can dehydrate you slightly, because it's really mostly water, it's kind of a wash there. So it's not as dehydrating as one might think. But really, once you get to that 6 cups, that's where all research is saying, like, hey, you've just undone the benefits. This is now no good for you. So really the reason beyond even the dehydration to pay attention to amount is just to get the full benefit. It's probably hovering closer to that maybe 3 to 5 cups in the 4 range.
Excellent question, Carl. I had heard that too, and I had thought that might be true, the dehydrating part of it all. Thanks for the call, Carl. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dawn, so let's get to tea here because we haven't gotten a chance to do that yet. The health benefits, you hear that more than coffee. You often hear that, hey, tea is so good for you. Green tea is good for you. What do you got? What can you tell us?
Yeah, you are so right. Well, okay, so the first thing that's, I think, the most interesting, honestly, is that all true tea, there's really 4 types, comes from the exact same plant. So white tea, green tea, black tea, and oolong tea. Those are the 4 types of true tea. They all come from the same plant, and it's just how it's processed is different. So when we say, drink tea, all of those teas are going to be extremely high in antioxidants. They have anti-inflammatory properties. And anytime you use the words antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, what that means is decreasing like heart disease risk and increasing brain health and immunity. So it's really great stuff. But the thing that is so interesting, I think, is matcha green tea is it's a type of green tea, and we use it a lot with the Cubs for focus because as you were just talking to one of your listeners about the jitters of caffeine and coffee, the benefit of tea is that you get sort of that focus and alertness that you get in coffee, but it has a compound in there called L-theanine, which is for focus and no jitters. And so anytime, I have to do either, somebody who's doing sports on the field or you have a big test coming up or you've got to be on for an event, tea, especially like a matcha tea, might be the best because it gives you that alertness without the jitters, a little more focus.
So after I have my 4 cups of coffee, I can drink tea, get jittery and then unjittery and more focus. Would that work? Does it kind of counteract? Because like both.
No, I love that so much. And actually, what I love about what you just said so much is that you really don't have to pick a side here, right? You don't have to be like, oh, I'm team tea, I'm team coffee. Like, you really can blend them in your life and get benefits from both. And, coffee earlier in the day, tea a little bit later because it has less caffeine and more of that sort of focused, calm energy.
So if matcha is like one of the ones to look for, is green the next, or would you even be able to rank them in terms of the teas that are best for you?
Oh, I tried to rank them, but you do research look, and I mean, they're all just so good.
There's so
for
many.
You that it varies. So those are really the 4 that are, again, right, the true teas, is the green tea, the black tea, the white tea, and the oolong tea.
Okay.
Now the other teas, so those are true teas, all come from the same plant. The other teas that we may know aren't actually really tea at all, but those are herbal teas. And so that's like chamomile for sleep and mint and ginger for digestion. And, you know, all of those types aren't really true tea, but they do have benefits too.
Okay. I was wondering if that, you know, because you see, my gosh, the tea aisle, there's so many different types. It almost is, it's just almost overwhelming. You mentioned too that you can boost your tea, you can put other stuff in it in order to make it even healthier if you want to take that extra step.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. So, you know, now you've got either your coffee or your tea blank slate, and you can do everything from putting like collagen, which, you know, is a hot topic right now, collagen in there. You could do cinnamon, great for like blood sugar and also flavor. Instead of, you know, adding, you know, super a lot of sugar, you could do cinnamon. Turmeric, we've heard about that. We've talked about that, you and I.
Sure.
Anti-inflammatory, you could put that in coffee. You could put that in tea. There's all sorts of like medicinal type mushroom powders out there that you can stir in your coffee and tea. So, you know, think about like, hey, yes, I'm getting health benefits from these beverages and they're great. They're loaded in antioxidants. And, you know, pay attention to what you're putting in there too. You know, could you boost it with one of those extra things?
Yeah, that's, I had not heard that. That's a good idea. If you put it in there, as long as it doesn't alter the taste too much or make it, you know, kind of weird tasting, I think that'd be a good idea.
Yes.
I'm going to try it. Hey, Dawn, yes. Next week, can we do the health benefits of beer and wine? Could we do the other beverages?
Oh, I love that. I'm on board for that. Yes.
Let's see if we can get to it. Thank you so much, Dawn. Appreciate your time.
Bye.